Hey, everybody, welcome to another Peck Report. Is our current president, this guy right here, is he a biblical Esau? What does that mean? We're going to talk about that today, and I got to be very careful how I title this in YouTube, and I have to be careful how I talk about it, because the algorithm that YouTube uses picks out keywords, and anything that talks about our president or talks about a certain country in the Middle East that we all as Christians hold to high regards, anything like that, and it will flag for demonetization. It makes it very difficult to be able to talk about the things that we want to talk about. So I'm going to use some code words here, and you will just have to know what I mean. If I talk about the country that shall not be named, I am talking about that one in the Middle East that is very popular in Christian circles and according to our holy book. and I'll talk about our current president. At the time of this recording, it is 2018, so it should be obvious who our current president is. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you click the bell. That really helps out this channel a lot. I'm doing everything I can to build this channel up, and we want to get some more subscribers. We want to give you some more original content. Ideally, what I would like to, the goal is to be 100% original content. Now, we're not there yet, but I think we're on the right track. We will get there. And it's because of all you guys subscribing, helping out, donating, commenting, sharing the videos, all that stuff, visiting joshbeckdisclosure.com, buying a t-shirt just under this video, or a cell phone case or a pillow or whatever you like of Josh Peck merch. And if you don't see it below the video, I think it's only on the Chrome browser. I don't know. What browser do you have, and are you able to see it if you're viewing this on YouTube? But if you can't see it, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, click on the Josh Peck merch button, and you can get some pretty cool shirts, like what's the deal with the Great Seal of the United States on our dollar bills, that kind of stuff, how there's no such thing as Christian yoga. So you'll want to check that out. That helps this channel, but this channel does get demonetized from time to time, believe it or not. But that's also why Peck Report doesn't really report on too current of events. It doesn't report on current events that might be obsolete the next day. What we're doing here on Peck Report is we are giving you stories that you can share forever. They might be based on current events, but they'll teach a larger lesson. So this lesson is how, well, really this question is how much do we want to attribute biblical characters onto our current presidents. So when we have a current president, usually people will say he's either an antichrist or he's a savior type of person. Those are your two extremes. So a lot of Christians said that the last president before the one before this guy here was the antichrist. Whether literal or metaphoric, the Bible does describe an antichrist spirit, and I believe that he would fit the bill there. But there's a lot of antichrist spirits. There's a lot of antichrists. But the antichrist, you know, the beast, the little horn in Daniel, that kind of stuff. No, I don't think he fits the bill. I don't think our current president fits the bill. I don't know if any president will fit the bill. But what about on the other end? We've heard our president today being compared to people like Cyrus. We've heard that quite a bit, and a couple other characters. But what about Esau? And I thought this was really interesting, because this I haven't heard in mainstream Christian circles. And you know, I'm in communication with all of them. I mean, I'm friends with all of them. So for example, I really like Stephen Strang a lot. He wrote God and Donald Trump, and he wrote Trump Aftershock. He has personally interviewed Donald Trump. I know Stephen Strang personally. He's a fantastic guy. He runs Charisma Media, Charisma Magazine. Great guy. I like him a lot. But I don't even, I'm not sure if he has even talked about this Trump-Esau possible connection. And I say possible connection because I want to spur on a good, healthy conversation in the YouTube comment section. Now, I know probably what will happen is a lot of people will get mad at each other or they'll cuss me out or say that, you know, I'm not a Christian, I'm going to hell and I'm a shill and all, you know, whatever, fine. But for the few of you out there, for my true subscribers, for the people that actually follow this channel because you want to learn something, there's some really good discussion to be had here. Because what type of figure, what type of biblical figure, if any, does our current president embody? Metaphorically, not literally. We don't believe in reincarnation. Jonathan Kahn has talked about this, not the Esau connection that I know of. By the way, if you're not following it, keep following Peck Underground Church. Jonathan Kahn has said that he would. I got a hold of him and invited him on to join me for a Peck Underground Church. He said he would like to. It's just a matter of scheduling. So pray that we'll be able to schedule a time for that. He is extremely busy, and. So we'll see if that works out. But he has agreed. Now it's just a matter of finding time to do it. Also, if you got a suggestion for Peck Underground Church, somebody you would like to see on there, email me at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. Okay. Now, our current president, to certain people, is a type of reincarnation in a metaphorical sense of the biblical Esau, son of Isaac and Rebekah, according to Torah scholar and international speaker, Rabbi Mendel Kessen. So a while ago in a talk in Jerusalem that lasted actually over 2 hours, Rabbi Kessen laid out his Bible-based case that Trump shouldn't have said that. I bet you that mistake just got me demonetized on this video. But maybe that got through the algorithm, we'll see. But the Bible-based case that our president has a singular role to play in preparing the world for redemption. So he didn't claim that our president is the Messiah, though Rabbi Kessen said that he's a type of messianic figure, meaning that he's connected to the process of moving redemption forward. Not the Messiah, but a type of messianic figure. And, you know, of course, there's going to be things with that we might find disagreeable. You know, we might disagree with. And again, that's what the comment section is for. Now, Rabbi Kessen began his talk by quoting the verse from the Bible that speaks about the two nations that Rebekah had in her womb. One was Jacob, who, through his 12 sons, was the ancestor of the Jewish people. The other nation in Rebekah's womb came from Esau, who, as Rabbi Kessen explains, quote, became Edom, which became Rome, which became Christianity, which became Western civilization, end quote. Now, in Genesis 25:23, it's written, and the older shall serve the younger. So the older is a reference to Esau and the younger to Yaakov, Jacob. Though they were twins, Esau emerged first, as is plainly stated in Genesis. Genesis 25:25-26 says, the first one emerged red like a hairy mantle all over, so they named him Esau. Then his brother emerged holding onto the heel of Esau, so they named him Jacob or Yaakov. Yitzchak, I'm not very good at Hebrew, was 60 years old when they were born, okay? So the Hebrew word for serve, as in the older shall serve the younger, is ya'avod. And in essence, Esau was given the task of assisting his brother Jacob. But according to Jewish sages, Esau had a second choice. He could either assist Jacob or enslave or oppress him, a concept that's expressed by a very similar Hebrew word, ya'aved. Now, Esau and his descendants were destined to have an important role to play in the process of bringing the world to redemption, but the choice for Esau and for his descendants has always been Ya'avod or Ya'aved. You know, will they cooperate and assist the Jewish people, or will they enslave and oppress them? Now, according to Rabbi Kessen, Esau had the potential to be the fourth biblical forefather after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He and his descendants have always been part of the process of redemption. At age 13, Esau decided on a path of sin and evil. He and his descendants fulfilled the biblical mandate through enslaving and oppressing rather than assisting and cooperating with the Jewish people through much of the last 2,000 years. However, with the election of our current president and what some believe is the subsequent rise of Christian Zionism, that's all beginning to change. According to Rabbi Kissin, although Esau chose sin and evil, he also had within him the potential for spiritual greatness. And this quality is what Rabbi Kissin calls the Tov Sheb Esav, the potential for good that was in Esau. And that potential, according to Rabbi Kissin, is represented today by our country, by America. Now, our current president's purpose on a spiritual level is to turn from Ya'aved, oppressing Israel and the Jewish people, to Ya'avod, cooperating with and assisting Israel and the Jewish people. And the country that shall not be named. I've said it a couple of times. I'm hoping that the algorithm will just brush by that, but I'm assuming this video is probably going to be demonetized. We'll see. Anyway, this potential has already been actualized with our president's recognition of the city of the country that shall not be named, the capital city, as the capital of that country that shall not be named, and his plan to move the American embassy from one place to another, let's say, which, of course, he has already done. Now, Rabbi Kissin predicted that Trump's going to have to take the demonetization hit on this one, I think, because it's hard to go through my notes and actually try to keep up with this. But Rabbi Kissin predicted that our current president's presidential bid would be successful at the beginning of the primary season when there were still a lot of strong candidates vying for the position. But the more powerful and prosperous America becomes under the leadership of our president, the more it can assist the Jews and the state of the country that shall not be named, claims Rabbi Kissin. The stature of the country that shall not be named will rise in the eyes of the world, and other nations will want to align with and cooperate with that country exactly because America is behind it. Now, Rabbi Kissin concluded this portion of his remarks with a spiritual explanation for the virulent opposition to our president. The hateful rhetoric, quote, is a function of his messianic mission, end quote. So apparently, he is the source of the extreme opposition, he said the source of the extreme opposition to our president is because our president is being used as one of God's instruments in rehabilitating the relationship between the biblical Jacob and Esau. I would love to know what you think about this. Make sure you subscribe, click on the bell, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, leave a comment, and let me know what you think. And it's definitely a contentious topic, of course. That's why YouTube will demonetize any video that would dare mention the country that shall not be named or the name of our current president. You can say Obama all you want. You can say Obama. You can say that a whole bunch of times, and that's fine. If anything, it'll help you out. But anyway, I'd love to know what you think. Leave a comment. Make sure you subscribe and click the bell. All that being said, love you all. Until next time, take care and God bless.